a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Darren, good to see you. It feels like you're here an hour earlier.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right? It feels like you're coming over to the house at 3:30.
It's like I'm getting away with something. Am I getting away with something?
No.
That's what I asked this morning. I said, am I here at the right time? Am I here too early? Am I here too late?
Right.
Will I be docked?
How does that work? What? You're just weeks away from opening day, aren't you?
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody inside your organization the other day, and they were saying that they wish.
You want to say who?
I don't know that I should.
Because I probably don't like them.
Well, I think that's a safe bet. But they were saying that they wished there was a way that you could do the PA announcing for games.
I guess I'd be up for that.
But they said it would be impossible because you're really too busy during games to be calling games.
Well, not really. I couldn't do both things, but I could do that thing, I suppose.
But they really need you at the store is what this person was telling me.
What, because they're going to get ripped off? You're darn right you're going to get ripped off.
People, you're
going to get robbed blind.
Imagine doing that, just for the fun of the experiment.
What do you mean there's...
Everyone just pay what things are worth. Everybody be cool.
What do you mean $3,000 is missing? I've only been up here for an hour.
And it's a rain delay. I don't even know why I stayed in the booth whole time.
Rain delays, those are the worst.
Because you got to do lots more reading or lots more selling. They're all buying stuff.
A lot more rain delays. People are looking for a place to not get hit by lightning.
Right. So when it's rain delay, that's
let's
where you come up with the phrase "make it rain." All that money being spent.
Let's go. Let's let's hang out in here and not buy anything.
I bet you do a pretty good job of walking around, giving people looks like it wouldn't kill you to buy a commemorative something or another. I could see you being pretty good at that.
The evil eye?
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
No,
you like standing in my space?
No.
Buy something, Credence.
And that's why I've kind of decided to grow this Captain Neptune type thing. It's just to add to...
your whole cachet.
Just to add how goddamn serious I am about this. You either buy something or get the hell out of here.
Here's a Yelp review from Modern Woodman Park.
Well, Modern Woodman Park
had a great time. The Bandits game was so much fun. So much fun and
great
activities
promotions.
For the kids. The
Everyone
promotions
was so
were great.
Helpful and friendly.
Such a picturesque park. Guy in the gift shop was a little intimidating.
Well, we don't have a gift shop.
What's it called?
We have a team store.
Okay. That's I meant no offense.
A gift shop is something that you would find in the lobby of a hotel.
I meant no offense.
And I would let people know that as well.
Do you correct fans like that?
Damn right I do.
So if a fan's like, this is a really nice gift shop, you don't let
we
them.
We don't have a gift shop.
Let's say I came in from out of town. I just dropped $500 on jerseys. And
we
I
had
go,
a guy come
And
in.
I go, this is the best gift shop I've ever been to.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. There was a guy that came in here last year. And he was like, he had to announce that he was from the South.
Uh-huh.
So he was joking around. He's like, oh, do you have any blah, 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 blah. He was asking for Southern cuisine within the team store.
Sure.
And I said something about the South.
I'm from the South. You got any grits here? Like that kind of routine?
And I said, you know, I said something about thank God we're not in the South.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, what, you know, it's just... Why would we want to be from the South?
Why would we serve meals from people that we conquered?
Yes.
We conquered those people.
We already beat you once.
They are our... the spoils go to us. You know, all of
Thank
these...
Thank God we're not in the South.
A lot of Southern cuisine is based around the fact that they didn't have anything to eat because we were kicking their ass for 4 years.
So basically, you made a little wiener water gravy and you poured it over a squirrel.
Right.
Congratulations.
So you said, thank God we're not in the South, and this Southern person...
He didn't get it.
He took offense to it or just went right over his head?
It went over his head. It went through over his head, between his legs. I don't know.
Why would we serve cuisine from people that we have vanquished on the battlefield? South's going to do it again. You didn't do it the first time.
We wouldn't be serving any cuisine, any food within the team store anyway. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
You just ruined it. No more eating or drinking in the team store. That's a new rule this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
new rule. I feel like that's always been a rule. It's just not been
No. It's been way too lax.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a saying at Modern Woodman Park.
What's that?
The friendliest ballpark in America. That doesn't mean me. Just because it's the friendliest ballpark in America.
Everyone else is friendly.
Everyone you're going to have to put. I think this is fair.
Yeah.
If you say that Modern Woodman Park is the friendliest ballpark in America, and you're 99.9% correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Well, I would say if there's not at least one grouch, then the whole thing comes off as a cult.
How can you even, can you tell the difference?
Right. Right. Your job is to be the mean.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
You are,
yes.
Darren, the mean.
Yes. Not the median, the mean.
No, I'm the mean. The statistical, and actually, he's really pretty mean.
He's mean,
that's
too.
Right.
So
that's the function that you provide.
And he does have, I mean, he's got weapons in there.
What? Well, those little tiny baseball bats.
Damn right. He'll beat the hell out of somebody with that.
I
don't think it's going to get to the point of assault. I would hope not.
Well,
I would probably look back at that and go, all right, that was probably that was maybe an overreaction. Maybe, maybe not. But even if I shouldn't have done it, even if it wasn't an overreaction, that is the way I would phrase it.
I'm going to be at the ballpark on a handful of Tuesday nights for the $2 Busch Light activities.
Oh, there you go.
So I'll be at the ballpark with you for quite a few Tuesday nights. Now, we'll be together but separate. You don't want me in your space when I'm there, or can I stop by and visit?
I don't care, but I will treat you just the same.
Well, you don't treat me any different anywhere we are. When we're hanging out, you don't treat me any
No, but I'm not saying I'm going to treat you better than other people.
I wouldn't expect that. I'd be disappointed if you did.
Why would I treat you better?
Well, I don't think you know how to treat anyone better. Again, there's the one line. That's it.
Yeah, one line.
So you're no different. It's just like the umpire on the field cannot play favorites.
I'm not going to play favorites.
How dare anyone expect you to?
I'm not going to play favorites. Or if we're going to play favorites, then what are we even doing here?
Right.
I mean, is this supposed to be a real, live, fair competition?
Right.
Or do you want it to be some sort of make-believe?
Well, I'll be there for, I think it's Tuesday nights that we're going to be there.
Okay.
And I'll be there for $2 Busch Light night.
If you say so.
It's going to be marvelous.
Well.
I doubt I'll have any $2 Busch Lights.
Hmm.
Well, I imagine that's not the only beer that they'll have on those nights,
no,
right?
No, it wouldn't
I
be.
Can actually,
no,
I could go get an actual
No, it wouldn't
beer.
Be the only beer. It'd be the, it would. It sounds to me like that is the beer.
It's a real value.
Special.
I was talking to somebody, if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, but I was talking to a big deal in the Iowa Brewers Guild president. And he was telling me that if you were to take all of the Iowa beers, all of them, your Exile, your Peace Tree, your Great River, if you were to take all of them.
Haven't heard of any of them.
You have to.
Haven't.
I've got a beer you got to try.
Let me try it.
Okay, let me tell this story and I'm going to go. I'll go get something for you. I got two that I want you to try this week.
I'll try.
He was telling me that if you were to take all of the Iowa breweries, all of them, and compile all of their volume and all of their sales,
mm-hmm.
and it's close to 90 different breweries right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to take all of that, Toppling Goliath, which is a huge brewery from Decorah, we went there for brewed, that'll be next month, it wouldn't add up to 10% of Busch Light sales in the state of Iowa.
Oh, I believe it.
Busch Light in this state of Iowa is
dominating.
It's not just dominating. It's like there's it trounces everything else.
It's a fantastic value, isn't it?
Well, I suppose. Also, I should mention this. I want to thank everybody for sending... They are sending pictures when they find deals on Keystone across the Quad City area. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying my best to forward this information to you. Mm-hmm. Someone out in Mercer County found a real good deal on some Keystone they wanted you to know about.
That's a... I don't know if I can drive all the way to Aledo.
But if...
But I mean, if you want to bring it in... You want to bring it in?
There is a real value. I'll go. I'll set you up with a beer, and then why don't you let us know?
Now we are
show.
In the kitchen.
Yes,
today.
Yes,
which I like.
Yes, we'll be here all week.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the wife but is wife is in Greece this week.
Oh, very zesty.
Yes. You know, there they just call it yogurt.
Yes. There they just call it Greek sex, or they just call it sex.
What's Greek sex? Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Never heard of that.
It just seems to me like...
When she's over there, she's just going to have a salad.
This
It's the best.
Yeah. They color their hair, and it's just called formula. Right,
exactly. The universities there just have life.
But it seems as though we should call this seems like it's not like the podcast, it's not unplugged.
Right.
But it seems like something. Like the top five things au gratin.
Because of our location this week?
Our location.
I mean,
au gratin.
I think we've done as many shows in the kitchen as we have in the studio.
That's
I think you'll look
true. This is where this is where the original ones. Original Nacho Radio.
Better than the original. And then all of those when we were doing it at 8:30, we would do it here in the kitchen.
Yeah, so we have probably you're right.
It's just we've been in the studio in the basement for so long. People, by the way, couldn't get enough of that picture of you holding that oil drum full of Miller Lite.
I thought the picture made the can look small.
Well, that's because you got big hands, brother. Really. Big hands.
Big hands?
Yes.
Okay. Not unlike the PPG?
Okay.
Does he have tiny hands?
That's the rumor. That's what a lot of people are saying. And that's what...
Is that why you have? That, is that why he has to have two hands to hold a cup of water?
Yeah, that's why.
Did you see my tweet about Tucker Carlson?
That he's always looks
did you,
like
did you agree somebody with was take.
I think I did. He looks like. Oh, wait a minute.
This is a reminder.
Oh, you don't need a reminder.
Wait, we do need this reminder. Hang on. What did she say?
Something about a birthday.
Oh my God! I'm so glad Alexa. Wait.
Oh, a birthday bar.
This is a reminder. Brenda, happy birthday.
Oh, we gotta wish Brenda a happy birthday. Let's do that first. Let's absolutely do that. Hang on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to
no,
you.
No, I was just saying that Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
Of course you are.
Always has this look on his face like he's having a BM for the first time. And he's not sure exactly what's happening. Is this feeling something real?
Hey, guys, I was wondering if I could get in a late birthday barn for Brenda. I totally forgot about requesting it sooner. Her birthday was March 8th. Thank you so much. Well, for Brenda, of course, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, all dear friends, for coming to my birthday!
Yeah, I told my Alexa, hey, remind me on Monday when we're doing the show so we don't forget Brenda and the birthday bar.
Now, did you tell her what time to do it?
I did.
And then she went off.
Yeah. Huh. I can't live without that thing. Huh. She's something else. You want to tell us who the show is brought to us by? I'm trying to decide there's two beers this week I want you to
figure
try.
That out. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick in Davenport. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at, get this, just $350. And Check out their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today, and their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Check them out online at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Of course, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can use the Harrington Pub text line. Big weekend for Harrington's Pub this weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day, and you can join them for the Quad City's best St. Patrick's Day celebration on Saturday. Doors opening at 8 a.m., I would imagine there'd probably be a little tailgating before then. I don't know. I don't know. $3 domestic tall boys, $4 Jamesons, $4 Guinness pints, and $5 Irish car bombs, and live music and free corned beef and cabbage with any drink purchase at Harrington's Pub on Cumberland Square in Bettendorf. The podcast originating, of course, from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. How about the Capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. Get it today and turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink.
Do you know anything about them having secret menu items at Capriati's?
I don't, but I guess it's quite, I guess it's possible.
I'm talking to some people. And
that they have certain sandwiches made for them that aren't on the menu, huh? Yeah. I can ask James.
Well, maybe we're supposed to keep things secret.
Let me reach out to James.
But if he would be okay with us sharing
the fact that that's something that could happen,
and then you know that way, if people come in and asking for secret menu items, then he knows Nacho Radio.
Give me the McGangbang.
Don't go anywhere and ask for that.
Okay, mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Now what do I have?
Okay,
here?
So this is
that the same thing you have.
Yes, we're drinking the same beer today. This is a really unique beer. It's a hybrid of three different styles. It's a Kolsch. It's a Berliner Weiss, and it's a Goza. So this is the Sequench Ale. It's a Session Sour.
Looks like it's not going to last long.
A little lime. Well, the way you drink beer, no. A little lime juice, a little lime peel, some black limes, and some sea salt. Very, very right up your alley.
It really is.
Yeah, no. I know my boy. I know what you like. This is a light, crisp, but little bit of a... Huh? Could you drink that after mowing a lawn or two?
Mm-hmm. I think I could.
Yeah, I think he likes it.
I think I could.
He likes it. I knew you would. I knew you would.
Doesn't seem like there's a lot in here.
Well, no, this is what happens when you only buy cans of beer that come 12 an ounce.
That's right.
They don't sell.
That's right.
They don't sell dog.
Oh, silly.
They don't sell.
Silly me.
They don't sell dogfish head ales in oil drums like
silly,
you like.
Silly
yeah,
me.
Yeah. This is more of a session sour. It's fantastic.
Session sour.
Yeah, I knew it would be up your alley.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah, you'll get the old stink eye. Is what you'll get.
At the ballpark?
Yeah. Because I'm old enough to give you this thing, guys.
Well, you know, I feel like the last couple of times I've come to the park, and I like to stop in and see you, because you're a dear family friend, but I feel like the last couple of times I come, I say hello, and then we leave without buying anything, and I can feel the darts being shot in the back of my head. Like, I don't know that it would have killed you to buy something. I feel like you give that to me sometimes.
That's probably because I'm always stealing stuff from the store and giving it to you. You don't need anything.
It's true. Uh-huh. It's absolutely true.
Don't let anyone know about it. Maybe if I stopped giving you stuff for free, you'd actually buy something.
What would be the point of you
buying something? You get everything for free.
You have been very generous with freebies that have fallen off the back of the truck.
So see, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. He gave Owen this
crash
new,
and dent sale.
He gave Newman this new hat for with the 2018 model. It's very cool, by the way. I might have to get one. I will be purchasing one of those.
Yeah, designed himself.
And he wanted to wear it to bed a couple of nights, and we had to have that talk.
I think you almost could wear that hat to bed.
And then, you know, I was making a big deal. I'm like, yo, Darren got you that hat. I go, that's not even available yet.
Nope.
And he goes, so maybe I shouldn't wear it outside yet.
Well, I don't think...
I don't think you're going to get Darren in any trouble.
I don't want it to turn into a situation where people are like stealing your Air Jordans. You know?
So number one, this video that has come to light, it was taken aboard a U.S. Navy F-18. 25,000 feet. This video was shot somewhere off the east coast of America in 2015. And it's these people in an F-18, and they see this shining silvery object that's off the coast, the east coast. They have no idea what it is. It is a UFO. And somebody filled out a Freedom of Information request to get the video, and now it's been released. There have been reports now of $22 million in Pentagon spending on UFO research. So these are people in an F-18. This is videos from the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're in the middle of the ocean, and there's this silver object just hauling ass across the ocean. They don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I know this is something of a visual, but it really isn't. I think the audio will tell the story as much as the video does. They don't know what it is, and they're just freaking out because they don't know what it is.
So now here's the thing.
Yeah.
You flew with the Thunderbirds.
I did.
And I flew with the Blue Angels.
This is true.
Now I feel a little disappointed we didn't see UFOs.
You know, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I'm guessing.
But it could have been an even more once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It was very cool.
Yes.
It was very cool.
Yes.
But why didn't we see UFOs? I mean, we're up there traveling at a high speed.
You're right. When I was doing the 7G turn,
the one thing is like...
Where are the Martians?
It's like when we got back, because I think there was somebody who still had to go after me.
Okay.
And it's like, how was it? We didn't see any UFOs.
Not one Martian.
Not one. We didn't hit any ghosts.
I don't know that you should have expected to hit ghosts.
Well, at that speed.
The International House of Pancakes has made an announcement. They are releasing breakfast-themed pancake wear. Yes, International House of Pancakes getting into the clothing industry. It's for a good cause. It's to benefit a children's charity, the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. So before we tear them apart too much for releasing these pants, these look like the kind of clothes that people who eat at IHOP would wear when they're at IHOP. But it's supposed to be like pajamas.
What's wrong with pancake pajamas?
It looks like something people would wear outside of the house. Well, do you remember, there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, that if you wore pajamas outside of your home,
they'd lock you up because they thought you were a lunatic.
They would throw you in an institution.
Yes, they thought you were going to an asylum.
Exactly. And now...
Because the only people that would wear their pajamas outside are people that are clearly escaped from an asylum.
You're obviously having a reaction to something you took.
Yeah.
If you're in your pajamas. Now, I don't think a day goes by I don't see at least one person...
Oh, clearly.
...walking around in their pajamas.
Easy. And it doesn't have to even be the weekend.
No. More often than not, it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just boat hair, don't care. Yeah. Deal with me. Yeah, they're offering onesies, lounge pants, socks... in adult and children's sizes featuring pancake and breakfast-themed prints. They say the ultra-comfy pancake wear by IHOP Collection is the perfect accessory for eating pancakes, dreaming about pancakes, talking about pancakes, and general pancake revelry.
No, I think that's fun enough. The whole idea is that you can't wait. You're going to put your pancake pants on,
mm-hmm.
go to bed,
mm-hmm.
and you can't wait to mm-hmm. get up and have mm-hmm. pancakes in the morning.
I thought this would be fun to... get pancake pajamas, and then when I come downstairs, when I'm wearing the pancake pajamas, everybody knows.
It's pancake time.
What time is it?
It's pancake time.
Right. And it's like, wait a minute. You weren't wearing pancake pajamas when you slept last night.
Did you just put them on? Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. It's a subtle hint to everyone.
I wasn't wearing any pants last night. Everyone's aware of that.
Get your flapjacks right here.
Serve those pancakes before they get cold.
Three.
Number three in the top five things.
Do you make pancakes?
Yes.
Do you microwave or do you actually make a batter?
Weekends are batter. During the week around here, it tends to be microwave.
I got you both.
Yeah. On a Sunday morning, that's get up. We get the griddle down and mix it up on the griddle.
Okay.
During the week, though, see, I'm not here for breakfast time anymore, but when I was,
it would be
microwave pancakes.
I got you.
Yeah.
Ever breakfast for dinner?
Did it just the other day. Mm. We all went out to Ross's and had breakfast for dinner.
Mm.
And it was marvelous. You know where else we went? We went to that QC Coffee House on Saturday for breakfast. Waited an hour to get into the joint.
Where?
It's in the district. You have to wait an hour to get into the place. But it's
and a 9-year-old boy waited an hour.
Waited a 9-year-old boy and a 40-something woman, and they weren't happy about the wait.
No, I don't imagine they would be.
And I wasn't happy about the wait either.
Were you the ones holding their feet to the fire?
Well, I had a different idea. It was kind of a group decision. That's where we were going to go, and we had been there before and loved it. And then we waited an hour.
Ooh.
And
loved it.
No, loved it.
No, loved it.
Loved it. Two bites in, the kid looks at me and he goes,
"It was worth it.
Worth the wait."
Ooh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So then I was like, next time we come here, let's all remember how much we're enjoying this and how the wait was worth it, because I don't want to deal with you two griping at me.
Or let's bring a game to play.
Well, yeah, we ended up, it's not a bad idea. Number
a jump rope, at least.
let's skip rope outside, everybody.
Let's jump rope while we're waiting.
Number three, that Black Panther movie continues its domination at the box office.
It's number one in the world.
4 weeks it's been out, and it's made $1 million.
Why is this movie so good?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I mean, it's an action hero, right?
Yeah. We just rented Thor Ragnarok this weekend. I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but can I give a review of Thor Ragnarok? R-A-G-N-A-R-O-K, maybe? I don't know. Ragnarok is the...
But
Norse mythology of the end of Valhalla.
Black Panther can do what?
I don't know about Black Panther. I'm telling you, this Thor movie, we saw it over the weekend. Loved it.
You liked it.
Absolutely. You'd love it. Very funny movie. Black Panther is doing $1 billion now.
But what's his thing?
I don't know. He's got a suit.
Magic power?
He's got a suit that's made out of vibranium. Although in the comic books, it's called something else.
He doesn't have any special skills. He's like Iron Man. It's just the suit.
Yeah, I think that's. I don't know. I don't know. Everyone else. You and I are apparently the last two people in North America to not see the movie.
Bit by a bug?
No, I think.
Or a bit by a panther, and he's got like some sort of superpowers from the panther.
I think you are the Black Panther if you're part of a royal family in the nation of Wakanda.
You mean
I believe.
Wakanda?
No.
Wakanda, again, will be, you're going to be able to see the eclipse in its totality in 2024.
There's a Wakanda in Illinois.
Yes, there is.
And people in that town are tired of people calling up asking if the Black Panther is there. He's not.
What about the Pink Panther?
Now, Black Panther, they're trying to figure out a sequel to Black Panther. And if they don't do Black Panther versus Pink Panther, then I don't know what the hell we're doing.
How many schools have those colors?
Which colors?
Black and pink.
I've never heard of a school with black and pink as their colors.
It's too bad. That's a good color combination. It's kind of got like a real 50s vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, the fighting Ethels. I like it. The greasers.
The teddies.
Well,
Teddy Roosevelt. The Teddy Roosevelt greasers.
It has now surpassed The Dark Knight to become the second highest grossing superhero movie ever in America.
Yeah, good for them.
Only behind, I believe, the original Avengers, right?
I think it's going to beat it.
Number four.
Does it have a chance of beating it?
Well, I mean, it's only 4 weeks out, and it's made $1 billion, so maybe. Number four in the top five things, Costco is selling a new $6,000 doomsday meal kit. You give him $6,000.
Lots of people are doing that.
Honestly,
there are all kinds of these like emergency doomsday food supplies that you're supposed to have.
I don't know that it's the stupidest idea, and I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. But
here's the thing: I've looked at them.
Yeah,
I looked at them just to look at them.
Yeah,
but they have all these different things. It could be like, okay, here's a supply for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Here's a supply for 2 months.
Yes.
Here's a supply for a year or for 2 years.
Yes.
Some of the things that they bring up
yes.
as to, okay, why you might need this.
Yes.
they'll talk about loss of a job. It's like,
yeah,
it's like, you know what? Okay, a bomb didn't go off,
right?
But you just lost your job,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah,
and aren't you glad you've got all this freeze dried food downstairs? Because who says you're going to get a job anytime soon, pal?
That's it. Well, I mean, if another great depression is on the way,
yeah. So right? It's not just Armageddon,
right? I would say this: if you get your $6,000 worth of food,
but $6,000 seems like, boy, that should six grand's worth of like dehydrated food, mm-hmm, should last you for like 10 years.
Well, they say Costco, the $6,000 food kit, it's 36,000 servings of food, so you could feed a family of four for a year. Enjoy the comfort of knowing you have essential foods for your family you will need to survive.
36,000 meals?
36,000 servings.
Servings.
See, that's it. Like, when you sit down and eat a bag of Pringles,
that counts.
That's like five servings, right? And when you read the bag, you're like, oh boy, what's a serving anymore? They say it'll feed a family of four for a year. 2,000 calories a day per person, with a shelf life of up to 25 years.
I think I could feed a family of four for less than that.
This is the thing, too. I don't know that we all need to keep our 2,000 calorie a day habit if the end of the world is upon us. Like, no. It might be time for us all, and I'm looking at me first, family. I'm looking at me first. I've stored up some fat I can live on for a little bit, all right? I'm pointing a finger at me and a thumb at you when I say we're all going to have to do a little bit better than 2,000 calories a day.
Exactly. If for some reason Armageddon has happened, mm-hmm, and Armageddon is coming on,
yes,
and it's been 4 or 5 months,
yes,
and you're still walking around with a liver belly,
yes,
what are you up to?
Right. Elbow, macaroni, pasta, instant milk.
How many of those mashed potato bags are you eating a day?
See what I'm saying? You're eating it. You're eating the mashed potato bags, but not even preparing them. You're just eating the flakes.
I'm just eating dried flakes.
It comes with dehydrated potatoes, beef and chicken, as well as freeze-dried green beans, dehydrated apples, and something that's called the mysterious butter powder. Ooh. It's pretty massive. I mean, $6,000, but they will ship it to your door. It says here,
where are you going to put it all?
Well, you obviously have some sort of bug-out room, right?
I guess.
Right? Like,
and that's what it's called. It's just like, oh, look, I got this made at the farmer's market.
Uh-huh.
A guy was there. He had a lathe, and he made it for us. It's called bug out room. Isn't it nice?
He
shellacked it.
Oh, I love your home. Thanks. This is the pantry. Here's the bathroom.
Bug out room.
Kind of an open concept. Well, what's this door here? Oh, that's the bug out room. Moving upstairs. Well, tell me more about the bug out room.
Well, there's $7,000 worth of freeze dried food in there. If you'd like,
well, honey, we should get a bug out room.
But at what point after you've spent $7,000 on dehydrated food that,
yes,
is supposed to last for 30 years,
25 years,
25 years, yes, whatever it is, even, yes, better,
right?
At what point do you all of a sudden go, all right, well, I guess we better start eating this shit. We better start eating this stuff. All the kids have gone to college and have their own kids now. I guess you and I guess it's chicken Florentine tonight.
Like,
huh?
you must have some sort of,
you got, it's like, you
some
know
sort
what?
Of date circled on your calendar.
It's like, okay, it doesn't look like this is going to happen, and right, we're not going to waste this food.
No.
And then you get into it and go, oh boy. Oh boy, this is not the best. At that point, you just start putting it out for the birds.
But this is it. You're sitting there eating the food, going, "This is terrible." But if it was the end of the world,
it wouldn't taste as bad.
This would be delicious.
But being that it's not, being
right,
that it's just that it's year 23,
right?
We're 83 years old now,
right?
We need to do something.
Yellowstone never exploded. Everything's fine.
The only
way, you got to eat that $6,000 worth of food.
The only way that we can go to Paris,
right,
is by the savings that we'll have by,
listen,
not buying any groceries for a year.
At the time we made this decision 25 years ago, it made a lot of sense.
We made a tontine.
It's exactly what we have, a tontine. But it made sense 23 years ago.
We
now
survived.
Yeah, right. Now, having said that, we are going to sit here and eat these freeze-dried carrots.
Starting starting January 1
right.
of 2030.
Right. This is happening.
Enjoy it.
And here's the thing too. Just take a couple nibbles.
We have to eat the food.
No,
we got a lot of dirty rice to eat. That's all I know.
Five. Number five.
Otherwise, this has been a complete waste of time.
One of my favorite parts of that story, though, about the Costco $6,000 meal kits is they say that the package will be shipped discreetly to your house.
How? It's going to be on a pallet. What do you mean? You're going to take it around back?
The Nutristore one-year premium food kit is, they say, a great starter kit for a family who wants to prepare for any kind of disaster. I don't know. They could be onto something, though. That's what makes me nervous. What if we're sitting here making our jokes about it, and then, like,
I'm
as
not
we're
making any jokes
as
about
we're
it.
Dying of
I've
starvation when the world's ending in 10 years, like, well, maybe we should have.
I'll come over and it's like, hey, did you ever make that bug out room? No, why? You got any of that freeze dried food in there? No, why?
Well,
a bomb just. I don't know if you noticed this or not, Dave.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Atomic bomb just went off. It's like, what? What? I was sleeping so hard. Yeah, atomic bomb just went off.
I was just
wondering if you've got any sort of chicken Alfredo.
If you get this kit, you got to keep your mouth shut about it.
Yeah,
because of the world ends. You don't want the neighbors to know that you've got all the food in your house.
And people will think you're insane.
They're going to think you're crazy until they don't think you're crazy. Then they're going to want you dead so they can take your food.
Yes.
So shipping it discreetly is an important consideration. Like, if I had a 6,000 grand of food in my basement, I wouldn't tell anybody, one, because I don't want them thinking I'm a nut, two,
ding
because
dong.
If I need it, I don't want them thinking I'm a squirrel that buried all the nuts.
Ding dong. Hello, what's going on? Atomic bomb just went off.
I guess you were
the first one I thought of.
Slipped right through it.
I guess I just thought it was a thunderstorm. No. Atomic bomb just hit Dallas.
thought Owen was wrestling upstairs again.
Atomic bomb in Springfield.
Number five today in the top five things. What's the matter, buddy? You look frazzled.
Atomic bomb just went off.
They dropped a bomb.
They just dropped a big one.
Big one went off.
Big one went off.
Oh.
I've already taken 3 showers.
Took 3 showers before I came over.
There's no more hot water. You got any macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, what's your elbow pasta going to do when there's no water?
Ugh.
We're just going to sit here and chew on elbow
pasta?
The water will just be able to
the water's bubbling right out of the pipes.
Well, that's not the best.
No, it's not.
Number five, 47-year-old Minneapolis man is in a little bit of hot water.
Oh, there you go.
Well, he made some romantic advances on a young lady that he worked with. Yeah, they were rejected.
Rejected.
So he did, I think, what any fella would do.
Yeah.
He urinated in her water bottle.
Ugh.
Coronado Cruz Perez.
How do you think that's going to work? How do you think that's going to... Oh, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a second chance.
Wait a minute. Did you pee in my water bottle? Maybe I was wrong about you.
You know what? I'm a freak. And that's exactly what I'm into.
This happened at the Perkins Family Restaurant there in Van Nuys Heights, Minnesota. Female worker reported noticing that the water in her water bottle tasted a lot like urine.
Oh, boy.
For the past several months.
What?
Now, see, we don't play blame the victim here on Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. But if your water tastes like piss one time, then you're done drinking that water.
Yeah.
She said it began right after she told Perez that she only wanted to be friends with him. Since then, she says at least 15 times... the water in her water bottle tasted like urine.
It's got to be at least 15 times.
He denied tampering with the water bottle, but when investigators talked about the possibility of DNA testing, that's when this guy started singing like a canary, saying, yeah, I did it one time 3 weeks ago.
I'm surprised he knew that you could get DNA out of urine.
He said that he did it because he had to go to the bathroom and the restaurant was busy, and then he forgot to throw the water bottle away.
15 times.
15 times.
15 times.
He's looking.
You ever
at
been to a park? Ever been to a Perkins 15 times?
In my life, I've not been to Perkins 15 times.
Not 15 times.
No, no, no.
Although, did you say they were working there?
They work there at the Perkins.
Well, that's
yeah,
that's different.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but. Yeah, he's basically saying, I pissed in her water bottle one time, and it was because I had to go to the bathroom and I was too busy.
You should have left it at that. That's not even a good excuse.
No! You just keep denying it. Also, don't pee in your coworker's water bottle when she doesn't want to go on a date with you. That's another one of my hot tips.
Are you sure you don't want to go out on a date with me? It just dropped an atomic bomb.
Dropped a bomb in the Twin Cities.
They just dropped a bomb in Des Moines. Coming this way.
One final story here on the top five things.
And then we have other stories?
No, then we're done. That's the show.
Okay, well, then I better mention this.
Why don't you do that?
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Coming very soon to the Orpheum Theater on Friday, March 30th, it's Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. On Thursday, April 5th, it's Clerks. And get a load of this. I don't have the date. I'll find out for you. But this is a movie that you're going to want to watch as well. It's called Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. Hedy Lamarr. Tickets are also available for comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and, of course, even though Kevin Smith is sold out on April 13th, after that fact, you've got the podcast that's going on at 10:30 that evening with Jay and Silent Bob. Tickets are available at GalesburgOrpheum.org by phone at 309-342-2299 or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so during the podcast or anytime. Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary, and live music starting at 1 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day, which is a Saturday.
Perfect.
The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop studio. Capriotti's delivery is available. Order online at order.capriotti's.com. Their gift cards are the perfect gift because everyone loves Capriotti's. And make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Okay, so before we close up shop,
You mention something.
Yeah.
You're going to say something?
No, I just have one last story.
Is it a good one?
Well, why don't we decide that after I share it with you? I don't want to put any pressure on this story.
It's been such a good podcast.
Yeah.
That I would hate to spoil it now. I don't think you're going to spoil it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just wondering.
It's spring.
Man's
thoughts turn to fancy.
It's almost spring.
Well, it's meteorological spring. We got a couple more days until it's actually spring. Springtime is for lovers,
okay,
Darren.
Yes.
And we give you Dave and Darren's Tales of Romance. Athena Williams met Jonathan Brousseau at a bonfire during the summer after eighth grade.
That's a good summer.
Isn't it? That eighth grade summer
going
right before
high school?
Right. Because you still got that eighth grade bravado going on. High school hasn't torn you down yet.
What was big in that summer for you?
Jams. They were shorts that the kids all wore. Like Hawaiian shirts. Hawaiian shirts, but like shorts. They were called jams.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun fact, we didn't have the kind of money for the jams, so my mom made us jams with fabric from...
Hey, try these
Joanne
on.
Joanne Fabrics.
Try these on.
I'll make you jams. $30 for a pair of pants. No, sir. I'll make you lots of jams.
That's got to be jam because that ain't jelly. Look at that shake.
Shake it for mama.
Shake that little apple. Boy, that's got to be a jam because that ain't jelly.
So these two met at a bonfire this summer.
Cheap Tricks live at Budokan.
That was big for you in eighth grade?
For me. Eighth grade going into
senior year. I know. Maybe we've had this conversation. Maybe we haven't.
It was big for everybody, but not just me.
The studio version of I Want You to Want Me makes me hate Cheap Trick.
Hmm.
It's so bad. compared to Live at Budokan's version.
It's a little more subdued.
Oh, yes. It's horrific.
But that album is fantastic.
I'll spend some time with it.
In Color? Are you kidding me?
I've...
Oh, my God.
So these kids met the summer after eighth grade at a bonfire when...
What year?
Let's see. They're 20 years old.
Oh, so they're not very old.
No, this wasn't that long ago. High school started. They rode the same bus.
Not long, though. Because
one morning, he sat in the seat next to her, and from there, it was young love. So they've been together all throughout high school. They go on a family vacation. The girl's family goes on a family vacation.
And he gloms on.
And they bring Jonathan along with them.
Oh, brother.
So it's off to the Bahamas.
Bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she goes to bed, and he sits down with her family. And she goes to bed, and he says, I'd like to ask you a question that's going to change all of our lives.
I'm going to tell you how it's going to be.
He wanted to ask the family's permission to marry this Athena.
And they said no.
She's just a girl. She's a bomb. That went off in Des Moines. No, they didn't say no. The sun rose, and they were on a... Brousseau went with Williams' brother Eric on a hike up a tall cliff nearby.
Uh-oh.
When they were there...
Hey, why don't you go make so-and-so disappear?
This is the story as we're being told right now. And I think there's some potential for a not-so-fast here. So this guy is sitting on a cliff with this girl's brother.
Yes.
And he asks if it's okay to ask for Athena's hand in marriage.
I thought you already asked last night.
No. He said, I want to ask you guys this question. Let's go somewhere and have a chat about things. So they're sitting on the edge of a cliff when a rogue wave comes out of nowhere and sweeps the two young men out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The brother was somehow able to grab onto a rock and get himself to shore. Uh-huh. Broken ribs, badly cut.
Oh, boy.
Still managed to run a mile to get help for Jonathan before he was taken to the hospital. There is no helping, Jonathan. He's dead. Swept out to sea by a wave as he's asking the family's permission.
I guess there's your answer.
Yeah. 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 Right at the moment, he's like, I'd like to ask you a question. Well, let's sit down here at this cliff. Wave comes over the cliff and takes him out of the ocean.
We were going to say yes. God said no.
Right? I also think that it's possible that God had nothing to do with this.
Someone got pushed into the ocean?
Well, it seemed, you know. It's one thing for you to come on our family vacation, but now this. I could see that talk happening, too. I hate to say it. I hope I'm wrong.
We'll keep an eye on it.
We'll keep you posted. That's it for today's installment of the Top 5 Things. We hope to be back tomorrow.
We think we'll be back tomorrow. Just kind of stay tuned.
Yes.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. Brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of nuts and fruits. And a great way to start your day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyal rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, where you can join today. We would appreciate it. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Make sure you bookmark that and remember to do that. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Live music this Saturday with the big celebration going on for St. Patrick's Day, the best one in the Quad Cities. Jeff and Jordan from 1 to 4. Doug Brundy's from 4:30 till 7:30. Two Brads featuring Bobby Ray Bunch from 8 to 11. And then live music on Sunday as well with Molly Dernan from 2 till 5. Stop in and get your Harrington's Pub apparel. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. I will find out if you can order off the menu. I will ask James if that is a legal eagle thing to do or not. Extraordinary food.
I might have it from an inside source.
Okay. Is James your source?
I don't reveal sources.
Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, or chicken tortilla. Or put them all together. Suicide! Suicide! I don't know if you're allowed to do that. I really don't. I'm speaking out of turn. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right. We hope to be back tomorrow. Until then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Yes. You nailed it.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Good day to you. We're done.